Stop Six, The Water Race. This channel is a water race. It was dug here in the 1860s by the Victorian government, providing infrastructure to the gold industry. The water here was required for the puddling machines and the steam boilers for the stamping batteries, which we'll visit soon. But labourers dug these water races with picks and shovels, hundreds of kilometres of water races, bringing water from up to 20 kilometres away. And one legacy of their backbreaking work is the tracks which follow the water races. And they're beautiful tracks to walk because the races have a drop of only 8 feet to the mile, incredible engineering, so the tracks are virtually flat, winding their way around the hills. You could walk from here to Castlemaine, Bendigo, Daylesford, or even Ballarat. It's called the Great Dividing Trail, and maps are available at the Castlemaine Visitors Information Centre. However, this race isn't a relic. It still operates, taking water from a dam at Expedition Pass through these hills to nearby orchards. In the 1870s, the water came to this spot via a high wooden bridge from another race on the far slope. And as well as mining, this was Eureka's drinking water, enabling the mine manager's wife and the school teacher to make a pot of tea and water the garden. The ruins of their place is next at Stop 7. You can see it from the bridge.